It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Ask Alex is about to happen. If you want to be on the show for that, really easy to do. Tons of ways. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also send us a direct message. We don't mind you sliding in at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Or you can always call us. We'll talk to the off air and set something up. That number is 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Hey, Quinn, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Ask Alex. What's up?
Hey, guys. So my boyfriend dated this girl like 4 years ago. And so he and I have been together for like a year and a half now. And
okay.
I'm pregnant now.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. Yeah, I'm due in January, so it's getting close. Yeah.
You naming it Joe?
It's a we'll
good
think
name.
About it.
All right, cool.
So recently, the curious side of me came out, and I actually went through his emails when he was gone on a work trip. This was like a few weeks ago. And it's not that I don't trust him. Like, I totally do. I was just like really bored. You know what I mean? And I actually found emails that his ex was emailing him.
No!
Yeah, I mean, and he was super dry with her in the conversation. Like, he didn't say anything, you know, that made me not trust him. Like, everything was normal, like, hey, how are you? And he replied to most of them, like, hey, I'm fine, you know, that's it. But she said something to him, like, you should buy me coffee. And he's like, no thanks, I have a girlfriend that I do that for now. So,
man.
Like, she clearly knows that he's seeing someone else.
Right.
But she sent him a long email afterwards saying something like, I miss you. I just want you to be my friend. No disrespect towards your girlfriend or anything, but call me, you know?
Ooh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
AKA total disrespect to your
girlfriend. She is shooting her shot.
Yeah. And then she left her phone number. And at least he didn't, like, reply to it. But I actually went in and blocked her email address and his account. You know, so I thought it was totally done. And I told myself that if I saw any more emails from her, I was just going to message her myself, you know? And just early this morning, I found another email address that she sent him an email on.
Holy smoke! She's created another email so she can get in contact with him? Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah, she definitely is going for it.
Yeah, she's like, I'm thinking of you. I miss you. And that was from a few days ago. And actually, he hasn't even opened it yet in his inbox until I saw it. So I want to know if I should just text her myself.
Ooh.
Yes, of course. I mean, listen.
Right?
She is going to go around every defense you put up. You got to, like, meet this. What do they say? I always say it wrong, but you got to nip it in the bud or something like that.
No, Quinn. I actually think the opposite. I think your boyfriend seems to be handling this really well. Like, he's saying the right things. I've got a girlfriend. I'm fine. Very short. Like, his responses to me are not at all inviting her to, you know, keep in contact with him. She's just doing that on her own. He probably should have been the one to block her, but I feel like he's responding the right way. And if you message her, then he's just going to find out, because she's obviously going to tell him, like, if you reach out to her. So then he's just going to know that you were snooping, and then that's just going to cause a fight.
Not
because
true.
He's going to feel like you don't trust him.
Not true, Quinn. You could just wait a little bit till when he gets back or whatever like that, and like when the email's your email's open, like, what's this? Okay, it's a bit lying, but this is a good reason to lie. I normally would not advocate, you know, sneaking through and checking everybody's stuff. That kind of sounds insecure, but your situation here, you got a woman coming after your man. And you're pregnant with his baby.
And she's just being, like, so persistent, you know? Like, she made a new email. Like, that's insane.
Right. She seems like the kind of person that would show up in real life, too. I'm not sure. Do you agree more with Joe's advice or my advice? I mean, it is called Ask Alex.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Nicole, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're also on with Quinn. What do you think about this situation?
Hey, so, you know, being bored is not a reason to go through your boyfriend's emails. I mean, if you do, you've got to have a reason, and even then, you should just talk to him directly. But, I mean, he did not react once to what she was sending him. So, to me, that puts trust in him, and I feel like there's no reason to pursue it, and he's clearly ignoring her. So
what do you mean there's no reason to pursue it? She's constantly pursuing her man. She's pregnant. You're telling me if you were pregnant, Nicole, and some other hussy was trying to throw her whatever at him, you would be like, well, he's doing the right thing. I'm just going to let it be.
I would trust my boyfriend.
Okay, I don't believe you. I'm sorry, but there's no way anybody would sit back. If somebody was coming after my wife and I saw that, I'm just supposed to trust my wife?
I mean, I would go to her and be like, look, leave him alone. Clearly he has no interest in you. Like, this was, what, 4 years ago from what she's saying? Like, she needs to drop it.
All right, thank you for the call this morning. Quinn, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why didn't your boyfriend, you know, tell you about these emails? You're saying he never did?
Why would he tell her? He doesn't want to worry her. She's pregnant.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like it's... I even said, like, it's not that I don't trust my boyfriend. It's just that, like, this is really concerning me that this, like, weird woman is coming back into his life after 4 years, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, starting to get ticked off. Like, do I text her? Like, because I want to, like, meet up with her. Like, hey, let's meet up at Waffle House or something, and, like, let's settle this.
Yeah, because, I mean, when fights happen, no, at Waffle House is where fights go down. I'm all about a good old-fashioned chick fight at the Waffle House, but
no!
You're pregnant. I don't want you fighting. What if something happens to the baby?
Well, someone needs to set her straight, though, you know?
All right, let's see what people think.
What?
I like Quinn. Man, Quinn, you're kind of getting me excited here. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in. 833-563-2539. Also on social media. Where do we have this posted up, Alex?
Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, and Facebook. Just search for Radio Now.
All right, we'll do that next here on the Joe and Alex Show. Yeah, Quinn, you talked about, too, like, you want to kind of fight this girl. And I would recommend this. If you're going to get into a fight, like you said, at Waffle House or something, make sure you avoid stomach punches. Other than that, I mean, you should be golden. Like, you can fight when you're pregnant. I've seen it before.
I don't think we have to throw down, like, that hard. You know what I mean? Like, someone needs to get in their face, like, even if it's just verbal.
Oh, man, you should throw.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you, protect down low. The head will be okay. Let's talk to Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What up?
Hi there. I was just going to say that I think that Quinn's boyfriend is handling it well. But one thing that you said was, if this was happening with you and your wife, you said, well, what am I supposed to do, trust my wife? And I found that to be very sad.
Well, Bonnie, you know
what? Because you're married, and I'm sure you have a great marriage, but, yeah, you should trust your wife to handle it.
Well, my wife might disagree. I try to be a good husband every day. Bonnie, I think that came out wrong or misinterpreted. My point is, I'm just supposed to, like trust her and let her keep on dealing with that. If I know about it, I should step in as a husband and end that. I shouldn't just sit back there and be like, well, I'll let my wife deal with somebody trying to, you know, slide in the sausage.
Well, no. I don't know. I kind of see things a little bit differently, and I think that this Quinn's boyfriend is actually handling it very well, and I kind of feel like if Quinn was to, you know, confront this woman, since she obviously is not really...
Yeah, kind of like a homewrecker.
Like, she's gonna escalate the situation.
Okay. Hey,
exactly.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Liv the Web Girl, what's up?
Taylor says, make him tell her to back off. Clearly, he's trying to be nice about it, but now it's time to not be nice about it.
All right, let's go to line number 4 this morning. Haley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, so I think that she should definitely confront him and the girl.
Hey, Haley, talk directly into your... Haley, talk right into your phone. I can barely hear you.
I think that she should confront her boyfriend and the girl. You know, my husband and I, when we were dating, he was texting a high school friend that they supposedly had something but never amounted to anything. And when I found out about it, all the text messages were deleted. And he said, oh, it was an accident. And you have to press multiple buttons. So, I mean, since then, he doesn't really text her anymore, but I definitely think she should confront him.
Oh, definitely. I'd be like,
are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me?
Your boyfriend, though, her boyfriend was being fishy. And I don't think Quinn's boyfriend's being fishy. I think he responded in an honest, true way.
And I agree with that. I just think that she needs to stand her ground and let them know, like, hey, if you're not in it to win it, then I can do this on my own.
Defend your castle. Why are you going to let people attack your castle? Strike them down.
No, he's only going to be upset because she didn't trust him to handle it on his own, and she was snooping. That's what this is going to end up
with. Michaela, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about the situation Quinn's going through?
All right, Quinn, I was literally in your same position. I've been dating a guy about almost roughly 5 months now. And in the beginning, when his ex-girlfriend found out we were talking, mind you, she's in a whole other relationship. I think he proposed to her and everything. And she actually showed up at his house one morning while I was sleeping.
Oh.
Came in, she stole his phone and bought his phone, and, you know, he obviously had to go after her. And, you know, I didn't trust him, and I was like, why is she showing up? You know, yada, yada. And I'm the type of girl to take situations in my own hands. Well, fast forward a couple months later, he was like, let's just take a break, whatnot, for a week. Week later, he came back. He's like, you know, if you're really what I want, let's do this.
He slept with her to figure it out.
She found out, and we were at dinner one night. She actually showed up at dinner, caused a huge scene at dinner, went outside and poured queso and salsa all over my car. So,
hold on. She wasted queso and salsa? She's an animal.
She literally went outside, poured queso and salsa on my car, and it's dark outside, so I had no idea.
Ew.
The next morning, I was like, really upset, and, you know, he was like, Michaela, you know, just ignore it. He's like, I promise if you ignore her, she'll go away. Well, she was the type of person who would download fake text messages, like the text message apps on her phone, and she would call and blow his phone up. And it was just wild how, like, she was trying to get to him. And, yeah, I found out the next day, and I saw, you know, dried up queso all over my car. And he finally was like, you know, once you ignore her, she goes away. And I did. So, I mean, if he's doing that and he, you know, he's saying everything is fine, you know, he's not really acknowledging her, then I would trust it.
I'm sorry. After and hearing about queso and salsa being wasted, I don't think you can wait any longer.
Lock her up.
Yeah.
I know. I believe me. I'm the type of girl to take situations in my own hands. And I was just like, you know, it's enough is enough. And then I really sat back and I was like, she's really worth it. Like, I have a really good job and she just wasn't worth it at the time. And
I
ignored her and she went away.
I think my significant other is worth more than any job. Like, if I had to defend my wife, Lindsay, I think it's worth more than me being on this show.
Oh.
I'm just throwing that out there. I love you, babe. Quinn. What do you think? You've heard a lot of people giving advice today for Ask Alex.
Well, I don't know about that, like, queso thing, but I really don't want that to happen to me. So it's, like I'm saying, like, nothing against my boyfriend, anything like that. It's just that I don't want this to get out of control. To the point, like, because what if she starts stalking him and stuff? What if she shows up at our place? You know what I mean?
Or, you know, like you said, God forbid, waste good food.
Please, just
waste good food.
Let's just quit bringing up bad stuff. It hurts me to think about that. All right, well, Quinn, we wish you the best. And if anything else develops, please feel free to reach back out to us and we'll have you on for a follow-up, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, well, I don't know about that situation.
If you have something to say to Quinn and her situation so she can read it if you didn't get through on the air, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. We will retweet you.